Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's May 7th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 31st, 2002.
Now here's a thought-provoking question Lorna's come up with. Let's hear it, Lorne.
In churches all across America, people are screaming your name and claiming devotion, yet the preachers say not to listen to spirits directly, only read the scriptures. Now what would you say to them directly if you were to knock on the preacher's door and then on the church member's door face to face?
Lord, I would say this to them. O foolish men, have you not read the scriptures? Do you not know what I told the apostles? I said I would send them comforters from God. I would send them holy spirits that would guide and teach them, that when they were in peril would comfort them, that when they had to speak before judges would tell them what they have to say. Did I not tell this to my apostles? Did I not promise this to all my followers? How dare you tell the people not to listen to the counsel of God, not to listen to those voices that he sends to them? Who are you to deny God? Who are you to set aside God's word and say that it cannot be? I tell man what will happen. I tell man what will come to pass. You do not. The scriptures tell man. You fear the scriptures. You fear the voices of God. You fear that they will teach the people that what you are teaching them is wrong. You protect your priestly way. You protect your temple. You protect your lies. You fear the voices of God because you know the voices of God will expose you. The voices of God will show your lies. So you tell the people not to listen to the voices of God. God knows what you do, and you will answer for what you do. For God sends his voices, and when they are rejected, the men that reject him are destroyed by God.
Ooh, God's man. We'll be back after the break.
Greetings. This is Speaker Gerald Polly. I invite you to read my free book, The Truth Is Here, if you really want to know what's going on with aliens. It may be found at
http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/true/forward.htm.
We're back! Nazarene, in 5 years, do you think people are now more spiritually aware of the afterlife and the kingdom of God?
I would say definitely yes, Alora. I think you have done a very good job awakening people and letting them know what is going on in the afterlife. It is spreading far and wide. Every time you go on the internet, somebody else is talking about you. And isn't it funny, the negative comments bring in far more response than the positive ones? We could have 10 wonderful positive comments. We get one negative one and it floods your websites and people just pile in there to find out what's going on. Yes, Alora, I really think that people are far more aware. If we could just make people even more aware, it would be a great and wonderful thing. But yes, I think in the last 5 years you have done a tremendous job, and those working with you have done a tremendous job too, making the public aware of you. But we just need more.
Well, Nazarene, thanks for the compliment. Actually, I was referring to the public in general, nothing to do with us.
Alora, 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 you have everything to do with the public in general. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be any public in general.
We'll be back again.